Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah!
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation and everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed, for as yet they did not understand the scriptures, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood outside of the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if they have carried him away, tell me where they have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if you've heard, but we are having an Easter egg revolution around here. You see, every year I try to make the Easter egg hunt fair. Some years we hold back the older kids. Some years we've even done it at three levels: little guys first, then middle-aged, and then older. But no matter what we do, every year it seems like one kid ends up with all the eggs and another kid ends up crying with one. So last Sunday, I had a brilliant idea and made an announcement. All children ages 8 and up have graduated from the Easter egg hunt. Well, how do you think this went over? Like a lead balloon. I thought I might have a riot on my hands. But then one of our brilliant Sunday school teachers came up with an idea. It must be the Holy Spirit. It was inspiration, in spiritus, right? She decided that we would do a new kind of Easter egg hunt for the older kids. We could call it Easter Egg Hunt 2.0. And what they would do is they would search for eggs, but inside of each egg, there would be a piece of a map. So instead of competing with each other and elbowing each other out and making each other feel bad, they had to get together and put the pieces of the map together. And it turns out it was a treasure map. They were looking for a key, and the key would unlock a treasure chest. And inside the treasure chest, well, let's just say there would be chocolate. I thought this was a brilliant idea. After all, nobody wants to be told that we're too old to hunt for Easter eggs, right? In fact, maybe we should do the little kids and people over 80 together. We always want to go back to the way things used to be, don't we? It's part of our human nature, I think. Mary Magdalene just wanted to go back to the way things used to be. That's all she wanted. You see, before Jesus came, Mary was a very sick woman. The scripture tells us that she had 7 demons. And back then, a demon was a word that was used for anything that you couldn't see and couldn't understand, something that took over the body. So we don't know what her 7 demons might have looked like. Maybe seizures or cutting herself or talking to voices of people that weren't there. But if she had 7 different things going on, Mary was in a kind of bondage. She was not well. And then Jesus came, and he healed her. And from that moment on, as far as we can tell, in all of the gospel accounts, Mary Magdalene is the one person who never left his side. She goes with him everywhere. She helps to take care of him, probably cooking and doing other things. When things get hard and all the disciples run away, Mary Magdalene stays. She's with him as he carries the cross up the hill of Golgotha. She's even there at the foot of the cross. She's the only one in all 4 of the gospel accounts who's there at the foot of the cross, watching his life drain away. She couldn't be parted from him, because all she wanted was for things to be the way they were when she was near him. And don't we really all want that? For things to go back to the way they were, or at least the way we imagined that they were? When you picture heaven, do you think about being with your loved ones? I think about the best times that I've had in my life, about a great party I once went to, or the best day that I ever had. And that's what I want. That's what I want heaven to be like the best of what I've had before. I think we all want that. Mary was so desperate to be with Jesus that even before the sun rose, she went to the grave just to be close to his body. And when she looks in the tomb and sees that his body is gone, she falls down weeping, crying her eyes out. And then Jesus shows up. But the thing that is really important is that when Mary looks at the resurrected Christ, she doesn't recognize him. Here is a woman who has spent every hour of every day with Jesus, and yet she cannot see him. Her longing for the past prevented her from actually recognizing him. She was so attuned to what she wanted, to the way things used to be, that at first she's blinded and cannot recognize him. And so it is for all of us. If we think that the resurrection means repeating the past, we will pass it by. I'm sure from the scripture that Jesus looked different when he rose from the dead. We know this because so many of his disciples, not just Mary, didn't recognize him. He walked on the road to Emmaus for hours and hours talking to some of his disciples, and they didn't know it was him. When Jesus rose, he was changed. He looked different. And for people who were attached to the past, to the way things were, they could not recognize him. Christianity is changing, my friends, all over the world. I know you can see it. I watched a few days ago as a Syrian archbishop cried on 60 Minutes. He wept because he was at his church, this ancient, beautiful church, when ISIS came and they gave him 5 minutes to leave. 5 minutes. And in the basement of his church, there were manuscripts, ancient manuscripts dating back to the first century. And he had no time, so he rushed and he grabbed a few of them and took them with him. And he cried on television because everything that he knew was gone. And he couldn't go back to the way things used to be. Or if you look across Europe, the churches are changing, not because anyone's destroying them, but because no one is going. Some of them have turned into museums. And I want to go back to the way things used to be. I want every Sunday to look like this with you beautiful people. I want the churches in Europe full. Come to think of it, I want to look like I did when I was 20. I want my kids to be that little cute age when they were just amazing. We all want what we once had. And we think that that's the best that can be. But that's not what the resurrection is. You see, at the core of our faith, we believe that when we're baptized, we're given a new life, something completely new. And don't get me wrong, when you get to heaven, the scripture is clear that your loved ones will be there. You will see them again, but they will be more than they were here. They will be changed for the better, and so will you be changed. You too will live even more fully in ways that we cannot even comprehend. But resurrection doesn't begin when we die. It begins when we are lifted out of the waters of baptism. And Jesus was very clear that you can see the kingdom all around you. It's near. If only we could take the time to look for it. But we Americans, we are so frantically busy and crazy that we don't have time to stop and see the work of God right in front of us. But we know that our fast-paced, fast-forward lives are not feeding us. I mean, spiritual books and books about the meaning of life are just flying off the shelves in this country. We're hungry. But we don't know how to feed ourselves. We don't know how to slow down and look, for God is all around you, rising and showing you incredible things, new things though, new things. I wish I could talk to that archbishop to tell him that even though his church may be destroyed, Christ can never be destroyed. Nothing can destroy our risen Lord. Nothing. So I'm proposing a new kind of Easter hunt, okay? This is Easter Egg Hunt 3.0. It doesn't have anything to do with eggs, though. Starting today, whenever you can think about it, I want you to hunt for God. You can catch glimpses of God in this life, you know. Glimpses of Christ, glimpses of heaven, in the faces of your loved ones, in the beauty of the creation that God has made. It is all around you. If only you could take the time to look, to see. It's already been given to you. So can you do that for me? I want you to go and hunt for God. Let's all go and hunt for the Easter all around us. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially those in our own community, as well as for Christians who are being persecuted around the world, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, Ukraine, India, and Nigeria, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to serve you here in the heart of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. If you're new to the cathedral and you'd like more information about us, there should be a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we can send you our e-newsletter. Don't forget that the Easter season lasts for how many days? 50 days. So don't just celebrate today. Keep it up, okay? And we do have a little one-minute video meditation that I send out every day of the 50 days. So if you want to access that, just go to our website or call the church, and we'll send it right into your inbox early in the morning, okay? So keep up the feasting. 50 days. In Tolliver Hall, we have a new art exhibit that I'd love for you to see on your way out. It's an exhibit that depicts our own river. There are six professional artists who have painted beautiful paintings, and interspersed between those paintings are the paintings of our children who are in the Cathedral Arts Project. As many of you know, the Cathedral Arts Project teaches art, music, and dance to 1,600 children in the public school systems of the city. And their art is incredible. Talk about getting a glimpse of the resurrection. So I hope you will look at the art on the way out. If you're new or visiting, we want to welcome you to come up to the communion rail. If you have been baptized, hold your hands out for the bread, and you can guide the cup to your lips, or you can take the wafer and dip it in the wine. If you're from another religious tradition, or you're not sure what you believe, cross your arms, and the priest will bless you. And that's a good thing. It can't hurt you, right? So come on up, everyone. We want you all to come up to the altar rail. Remember to be generous with the church, as God has been so generous with you.
Thank you.
And now to give thanks for our brothers and sisters who have died for their faith all over the world, and in thanksgiving for their witness, I've invited Father Raja to say one prayer in Arabic.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. أيها الرب يسوع المسيح يا من بموتك أبدت الموت ومنحتنا الحياة الأبدية بدمك على الصليب نشكرك شكرا قلبيا يا رب لأجل مراحمك العظيمة التي منحتنا إياها بموتك وقيامتك ونشكرك لأجل السلام الذي منحته لنا ذلك السلام الذي يفوق كل عقل والذي لا يستطيع العالم على إعطائه نصلي إليك يا ربنا العظيم لكي تنشر سلامك في كل بلاد العالم ولا سيما في الشرق الأوسط ونصلي يا رب لكي تكسر يد الشر والإرهاب وأن تعم المحبة والسلام الذي أنت يا رب مصدرهما الحقيقي نحن نريد يا رب سلامك نريد محبتك نريد الخير أن يعم المسكونة كلها نحن نشكرك يا رب من صميم قلوبنا لأنك منحتنا هذا السلام ولأنك أعطيتنا محبتك وفداءك لنا على الصليب اسمعنا منعما يا رب واقبل صلواتنا وشكرنا وذلك نرفع هذه الصلوات باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد آمين.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary Magdalene and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now the church would like to invite any of you who knows someone who may be shut in or sick to take an Easter lily. Take them with you home. We have over 100 of them. Please take them home with you and give them to someone you love, someone who could use a bit of light in their life. Almighty God has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.